to Anurag, and that Anurag can realize all this, otherwise not. So it is cause or cause. This should be certainly there. If some development goes, then it comes karma. Karma means object. He tells that to realize Krishna beauty, he is seeing this thing.
I grow.
And she is seeing that Krishna is seeing towards corner of eye. And this bhangi. Bhangi means
attitude, mood.
This same mood is fixed to heart. From eyes and eyes, and it comes in the heart. Then we realize something, what Krishna wants. How he is beautiful, and how she is beautiful, and what he wants. Then it is karma. To realize this thing is karma. No? It is upper than that onward. Here is karma. Here I am Naika. Krishna is Nayak. And I am testing him. This is anurag. Three things he has to have. And he melts and melts and melts. Always doing rasa swadam, karma. Here, Nayak and Naika both comes less important. Understand? At that time, I am Nayak, she is Naika. It is known. But gradually it comes less important. Only Aswadhan, Anand, is developing. But at that time she sees Krishna also. At Krishna she sees each other. And they are testing each other. This thing also lives. But when above this stage comes, it is so developed anurag that na so ramani, na so rama. I am not Naika, he is not Nayak. Where is he? Where am I? Who am I? Who is he? Nothing. Only the taste is there, mood is there. This is the fruit of Hladini. Hladini means Ananda. So Ananda is there, both mixed and became only Ananda. This is Rasaraj Mahabhava, both mixed. In this is so samvedya dasa. Only that prema in the highest stage, he only knows that there is Ananda. Nothing, here is not Krishna in his Naika. A stage is like so. And this is called bhava. So three things. Karan, karma, bhava. Cause, object, and mood. When it comes on the last stage, it is called swasambiddha dasa. Only that bhav mood of ananda can realize that thing, can test that thing. So it is called swasambiddha dasa. But it can be in every gopis, less or more, because all gopis are of Mahabhava. Here he has told that swasambiddha dasa comes javad ashraya vritti. Javad ashraya vritti means last stage of ashraya and visaya. The visaya of prem is Krishna and the ashraya of prem is Srimati Radhika. So all these things swasambiddha dasa. Only in being in the highest mood in Srimati Radhika. Because this is the last point of when Krishna will be ashraya of this prem, he will be also in same. Then he will see that I am, where is Radhika, where I am, only Anandiya. And that stage has come in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. If anyone can go in this stage and read Bhagavatam this, then actually he can understand. And if anyone is so much far distant from this idea, only worldly thing for sample or udaharan,
example,
for example, we will see all these things. So by bhajan we should go up to worldly thing, doing bhajan, and we should have sattvic, shuddha sattva, and then we will realize more and more. If it is so happiness in reading, in still when we are in worldly modes, still we are so much benefited. But when we will have sadhana like that, and we have Vishuddha Sattva, then we realize today only Bhumika.
Introduction.
Introduction. And after that we can ensure. This is a very, very graph thing, very deep thing. To read Srimad Bhagavatam, how to be qualified. No other duty, nothing. Only how to be. Where is Krishna? When you will go to pray, you will have to tell the history of Nrisimhadeva and Prahlad and Hiranyakashipu. I am not this body, I am this body. Leave anger, all everything. So it has been told. Then you will have to be pakka vairagi. Don't come. Otherwise everything will be lost. Bandh kar diya hai na pehle. Going on.